This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, the Canadian twist to the Adani scandal. The outlines of the scandal engulfing the Adani Group companies continues to reverberate and does so nowhere more than in the Canadian province of Quebec. The U.S. Justice Department and Security Exchange Commission, SEC, have indicted Gautam Adani and his son, alleging a $270 million bribe involving their huge solar contract in India. Reports are widely characterizing this as the biggest financial scandal in India's history. It's also one of the biggest scandals in Quebec. And the Canadian government has also followed with its own actions after the U.S. made its indictments public. The Canadian connection to the scandal involves CDPQ, one of Canada's largest institutional investors. Acorn's research director, who's based in Toronto, broke all this down for us. CDPQ, or in English, the Quebec Deposit and Investment Fund, manages several public pension funds and insurance programs in the province. CDPQ has direct investments of over $1 billion in different Adani holdings and enterprises. CDPQ was also the lead investor in Azure Power, the company at the center of the bribery indictment against Gautam Adani. U.S. prosecutors allege that defendants included Adani, one of the world's richest people, promised to pay more than $270 million in bribes to Indian government officials to win solar energy contracts, and they concealed the plan as they sought to raise money from U.S. investors. Three former employees of Caisse de dépôt et placement du Québec were charged with conspiracy to violate the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act on November 20th. The list of the accused includes Cyril Cabanis, a former managing director in CDPQ's Asia-Pacific Infrastructure Unit, as well as Sarabha Agarwal, former managing director in India, and Deepak Malhotra, ex-infrastructure director for South Asia. All three were arrested and charged in Canada. CDPQ invested a total of about $480 million in Azure Power, according to calculations made by Bloomberg. Azure shares have been delisted from the New York Stock Exchange and now trade over the counter, having lost almost all of their value. In short, they're at the hub of what seems to have been the conspiracy. Quebec isn't alone in dealing with the stain on its reputation and concern from its pensioners, largely all public employees. The Ontario Municipal Employees Retirement System is a Canadian public pension fund headquartered in Toronto, Ontario, and was the second largest shareholder in Azure Power, where the deed took place, with over a $200 million investment. British Columbia Investment Management Corporation is an investment corporation in the Canadian province of British Columbia. They manage pension funds for 780,000 public sector employees, as well as the insurance fund for BC's provincially owned auto insurance company, as well as some endowments, and are into six Adani funds for about $7 million. CalPERS, the big public employee fund in the U.S., is also into Adani. The CDPQ says it fired the three in 2023, likely when they started having to spend all of their time dealing with the DOJ and the SEC. Both, of course, lost a lot of their pensioners' nest eggs, as the bribery charges have been made public, and they're facing questions about why they didn't do more to advise advisors from Jump Street, all of which is decreasing confidence and increasing anger. Sri Lanka, Kenya, and the French company Total Energies have all announced that they have either canceled projects with Adani or put them on pause. We have to wonder when the announcement will be made that they have cashed in all they had in Adani as the fire sale continues and one shoe after another drops like a rock. This is Wade Rasky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.